Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today.
So, what does this mean for patients? We're about to hear from a former psychologist who's lived with ME/CFS for almost 30 years and been mostly bedbound for almost 10 years. She's been involved in advocacy since 2015 and was one of two patient representatives on the NHMRC ME/CFS Advisory Committee informing the 2019 report referenced in Recommendation 8. Please welcome the Research Director for Emerge Australia, Simone Isons.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for having me. I'd like to begin by acknowledging the traditional owners of the land on which we're meeting today and pay my respects to the elders past, present and emerging. I'd also like to thank you for the opportunity to speak. I have been bedbound with ME/CFS for almost 10 years, and that means that I'm unable to attend events like this, and it's pretty rare for me to be given an opportunity to speak. Usually we're missing from these events completely, so thank you. And I'd also like to acknowledge the many people with ME/CFS who are listening to this from their beds and couches today. A little bit about me. So I first became ill in 1995 after a bout of glandular fever. I was housebound and really unwell for about 3.5 years. Then I was lucky enough that I had enough improvement that I was able to move out of home and build a career. I got registered as a psychologist, worked in the field for many years, and I lived a pretty good life. I thought I was recovered, but I wasn't really, because I still had lots of limitations. I wasn't able to work full time and I struggled with exercise, but I really tried hard to live like everybody else and do all the things that I hadn't been able to do. So I pushed myself. I got away with it for a long time, but then in 2013, I had a relapse. Then I became bedbound and was unable to look after myself. I ended up moving in with my retiree parents in the hope that maybe some real proper rest would help me get back on my feet. I planned to stay for 2 weeks. That was almost 10 years ago. But I never had anyone actually explain to me what the condition was. I didn't really understand it. I didn't know that I wasn't recovered, and I didn't realize the risks I was taking with my health every day. So today I want to tell you what I wish someone had said to me all those years ago. First, the phrase chronic fatigue is not only trivializing, but it perpetuates a misconception about the condition, namely that we're just tired and that it's temporary and treatable with exercise and a change in thinking. But actually, the core feature of ME/CFS is something called post-exertional malaise, or PEM. PEM is when all the symptoms that you have get worse after exertion. And by exertion, I don't mean rock climbing or running a marathon. I mean ordinary things like having a shower, reading a book, walking a short distance. PEM puts hard limits on what I can do every day. It's like having a body battery that doesn't charge properly and goes flat really quickly. If your body doesn't make energy properly, that affects all aspects of your life. So PEM means that there are some things that I just can't do at all, like running, swimming, but ordinary things as well, like vacuuming, grocery shopping. For me, it means that I'm reliant on my elderly parents for almost everything, cooking, cleaning, taking me to medical appointments. PEM also means that while there are some things that I can do, I have to ration my energy because I can't do them all at once. So I can have a shower if I sit down, but it takes me several hours to recover. So I can only do that once a week or so, sometimes less. PEM also means that there's a toll for everything that I do. So I'm talking to you today and I sound okay, but later today I will lose the ability to speak. I'll struggle to think. I won't be able to make even simple decisions. I'll be in pain and I'll have difficulty breathing. And it'll take me more than a week to recover from this. And I've been preparing for this presentation for weeks to make sure that I had the energy, which has meant that I've had to give up other things in order to do it. And I'm only able to talk today because I'm lucky enough to have had some improvement over the last few years. So at my worst, I couldn't shower independently. I couldn't be left alone for more than an hour because I was a fool's risk. I needed someone to cut up my food and feed me. So I really wish I could go back to that person that I was more than 10 years ago and warn her. I wish someone had warned me. Maybe I could have avoided this relapse altogether. So it's heartbreaking for me when I see patients today in 2024 still struggling to get access to that accurate information and not being warned. It's sad that we still face stigma and disbelief and that we so often are still harmed by medical providers who just don't understand the condition. So I'm really proud of the work that Emerge Australia is doing. The telehealth nurse service provides that accurate information to patients, making sure that they understand what PEM is and how to live safely within their energy limits. And the education unit is making sure that clinicians understand the condition and that they know that even though there are no evidence-based treatments at the moment for ME/CFS, there are things that they can do. And at the very least, we can make healthcare safe for patients. When this government was elected, they promised that there would be no one left behind. Unfortunately, Australians with ME/CFS have been. Just one example, the rules for accessing the Medicare rebates for telehealth services require that patients will have been to a clinic to have a face-to-face appointment with a GP in the previous 12 months. If you are housebound or bedbound and unable to get to a clinic, you can't access those services. Or you can push yourself to get to a clinic and then it takes days or weeks to recover from that appointment. We shouldn't have to feel worse in order to access healthcare that's supposed to help us feel better. So I'd like to ask you today to please stop leaving us behind. The Long COVID Inquiry Report summarised what we need really well. We need clinical guidelines that reflect current evidence, and we need increased funding for research, patient support, and clinical education. So I'd just like to touch on two of those, clinical guidelines and patient support. First, Australia's clinical guidelines for ME/CFS are more than 20 years old. They're based on an outdated conceptualisation of the condition as something that's temporary and treatable with exercise and CBT. These outdated guidelines not only impact the quality and safety of the medical care that patients receive, but also our ability to access things like NDIS, so that people like me, despite being bedbound and reliant on carers who themselves need support, have been unable to access the NDIS. 5 years ago, NHMRC CEO agreed that we need new guidelines. 5 years later, we still have nothing. And second, patient support. Emerge Australia's telehealth nursing service is at capacity because the demand for this service is so strong, both from ME/CFS and long COVID patients. Expanding this service will allow it to reach more patients, but also to increase the range of services offered, for including other allied health services like OT and physio. And it's one way to make a big impact in a short amount of time. Finally, I have been involved with the ME/CFS community for about 10 years, both as a patient and as an advocate. It's an incredibly knowledgeable, supportive, and resilient community. So many people have invested their time and energy and risked their health to try to raise awareness and create change. So on behalf of all of them, I ask you, please hear us, believe us, and please help us. Thank you.
Simone Isons, isn't she incredible? What a gift to use all of her precious spoons of energy to share her words with us today, to talk about the stigma that still remains, the disbelief, the difficulty even getting to medical appointments. That was extraordinary.
You may say that I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only.